You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early weekly edition spoilers for next week, April 22nd through 26th. It's a big week because Sweeps kicks off on Thursday, and so we're going to have big build-up towards Sweeps the rest of this week and going into next. I can't wait to unpack all these for you. If you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our B&B updates. And as we always do with the early edition spoilers, real quick, I talk about what's happening the rest of this week, just to give you some context for next week. Real quick, I want to mention one weird thing from Tuesday, and I've seen some of you guys talking on Soap social media about this. Y'all noticed what I noticed. The spoiler said Hope was going to tell Liam why she really told Thomas no to his proposal. And she didn't. She just, you know, it was very vague and very weird. And it was like, I was like waiting on this. Oh, what is it? What is it? Is something? And it was like nothing. So whoever is writing spoilers over there, they need to get a kick in the pants. All right. So Wednesday, April 17th, a reminder, if you are in Mountain Pacific, Hawaii or Alaska time zones, you may be preempted due to soccer. Maybe not. Depends. Where I am right now in Seattle, it's showing just fine on the DVR, although it is Pacific time. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it is on your DVR. If not, check CBS.com or Paramount Plus. So on Wednesday, we pick back up with Liam and Hope's conversation. And I do love that she told him she does love Thomas, which I'm holding out hope for that May Sweeps reunion. I know a lot of us are. So Liam and Hope talk about Deacon and how, you know, his situation has changed now that Nine-Toed Sheila Carter is supposedly dead. We all know she's not, but they discuss the fact that they think it's okay if little Beth Spencer spends more time with Granddaddy Deacon. Of course, Granddaddy Deacon is really not up for a visit right now because he is spiraling out trying to figure out who Sugar is and what is going on. Luna, meanwhile, is completely devastated and heartbroken, and she's going to pick back up with her conversation with her mom, Poppy, at RJ's Malibu Barbie Beach House, and she tries to comfort her because Luna is very upset. And I agree with RJ. I mean, she should have told him the morning after. I think that would have mitigated everything somewhat, but the lies make it seem sketchier. And I'm sure on Wednesday, we're going to have a little more of RJ and Zenday after Zenday let him punch him. We'll see if it escalates to a brawl. And this cannot be good for Hope for the future. Thursday, April 18th, we've got Deacon really determined to prove that he saw what he saw and that he's not crazy. And he's going to figure something out and he's going to get a lead about what happened to Sheila that further convinces him that she is alive and is just MIA somewhere. And Finn talks to Steffi and tells her he's very worried about Deacon and his mental health because he is ravenously clinging to this idea that Sheila Carter is alive. Of course, we all know Deacon's fine. And that takes us into the end of this week, Friday, April 19th. We have got Lauren Fenmore over from Young and the Restless. She is in LA. She comes from Genoa City. What's interesting, if you guys do not also watch Young and the Restless, is that over on YNR on the Wednesday episode, Lauren specifically brings up Sheila Carter when she's talking to Nikki Newman. So it's kind of interesting. We're getting a Sheila name drop over on YNR. And of course, Lauren knows all about Sugar. But when she comes to Il Giardino to talk to Deacon and he brings up Sheila, she's all like, I don't want to hear that name ever again. Lauren is, you know, obviously convinced Sheila's dead, glad that Sheila's dead. She and Eric were toasting the idea of dancing on her grave, but he's going to bring up Sugar. He's going to get the 411 on that. And I just wonder if Lauren is one that might actually listen to the 9 versus 10 toes things because she does know exactly who Sugar is. And we have more scenes of Hope with Liam, more scenes with Steffi with Finn, and both couples are talking about Deacon and his stability. Now, I don't know if this turns into a four-way conversation or not, but everybody is certain he's a wackadoo. Everything changes next week, the week of April 22nd through the 23rd. 26th. Just a little side note that I thought was really interesting. Lawrence St. Victor, who plays Carter, if you didn't know this, he actually is a writer for B&B Now. And he revealed that he wrote the 10-toe episode, the crematorium episode. And he said he had a lot of fun writing it and said he thought that Sean Kanan killed it when he was doing that scene. And I absolutely agree. I can totally see Sean Kanan getting an Emmy nod for all the good work that he's doing right now. They are stretching his acting chops. I love Sean Kanan. My son sees him and goes, Cobra Kai. But, you know, I see him and go, Deacon. Or AJ, if you watched him on General Hospital. So with hope for the future fracturing next week, because RJ and Zenday are literally at this physical confrontation step. RJ is furious at him. He's furious at Luna for lying. He knows that she didn't mean to do it, but the lies, that was a deliberate choice. That is going to make working together on Hope's line impossible, which means Hope needs Thomas now more than ever. I do expect him back in sweeps, probably not back the week of April 22nd. Sweeps does kick off on Thursday, April 25th, and I am really wondering if Thomas is going to come back into town with Ivy Forrester, which I think would be fantastic. So next week, Deacon convinces Finn that Sheila's alive. He gets the scoop about sugar, and he sprinkles that sugar all over Finn and tells him about the lookalike that has 10 toes, which basically explains everything. And by Friday the 26th, Finn and Deacon are out on a Sheila safari. They are quizzing homeless guy Tom, played by guest star Clint Howard, and that guy knows something to help them. Something bad has happened to good old Nine Toes. She may in fact be in a life or death situation thanks to sugar. I expect RJ to blab to everyone at Forrester Creations about Zenday and Luna, because, you know, he told everybody that he took Luna's V card. Of course, he's going to tell them that Zenday banged her. I mean, I can't imagine why he wouldn't, which means Zenday will wind up named and shamed, and he's probably going to face some heat from the Logans and the Forresters. Messy, messy, messy. Luna next week remains desperate to get back into RJ's good graces, and I pretty much expect Poppy to go to RJ and to advocate for her daughter and explain that it's her fault about the mints, and it's her fault because she told her daughter, don't tell him, keep it to yourself. It was bad advice. I do think Poppy's gonna get a try and throw herself on the sword. I don't think that's gonna do a lot of good. We'll see how it goes. Those are all of our early spoilers for the week of April 22nd through 26th. Please click that subscribe button if you haven't. Definitely come back. We're here talking Bold and the Beautiful, as you know, 7 days a week on your number one soap opera spoilers channel. And I cannot wait to read your comments. What are you excited to see next week with the whole Sheila safari kicking off? And how do you think Steffi's going to handle it that Finn is out looking for the woman that she really hopes is dead? Going to be a soapy good week building up into sweeps. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.